From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. China says talks with the U.S. on trade have seen positive and concrete progress. After 2 days of negotiation in Beijing, Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross is aimed at implementing an understanding reached 2 weeks ago in Washington. Earlier, the state-run news agency Xinhua warned that understanding was threatened if the U.S. imposes tariffs on $50 billion in Chinese imports. Ross described his talks as friendly and frank. Larry Kudlow, President Donald Trump's chief economic advisor, appeared on the Fox News Sunday broadcast.
The key point is that we're sitting down. And the second key point is that the president has been bolder on this in Korea, and by the way, on world trade, than any other recent president. Everybody says we can't do it. President says, hang on a second, we may be able to do it.
Meanwhile, Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau challenged the U.S. decision to impose tariffs on his country's steel and aluminum imports in an appearance on the NBC program Meet the Press.
The idea that the Canadian steel that's in military vehicles in the United States, the Canadian aluminum that makes your fighter jets, is somehow now a threat. The idea that we are somehow a national security threat to the United States is quite frankly insulting and unacceptable.
Kudlow called that an overreaction, insisting this is not an attack on Canada. Nigerian police said the president of Parliament's upper house has been called in for questioning over allegations he's linked to a criminal gang responsible for armed robberies that have killed more than 30 people. A spokesman for Bukola Saraki called the charges untrue. Police say suspects in custody accuse him, the third most powerful political leader in the country, of providing arms, vehicles, and cash.